We discussed recently the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim. They really form the core of the Slichos and of many of the Tfilos we say this time of year, Yom Kippur, where we increase the frequency of the Slichos, especially at Ne'ilah. It's felt even more so, but really it's at the heart of Slichos that we begin saying tomorrow night, Hashem Hashem Karacham Lachanon. And again, as we learn in Parshas Kisisas, where Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, these are the keys to success. This is the pathway that you will achieve kapara when Klal Yisrael needs that assistance. And we do have one instance where it actually comes into play after the Meraglim. Fast forward to Bamidbar. So then it's necessary for Kadosh Baruch Hu to listen to the tefillos of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the way that Moshe Rabbeinu earns that access is by using the very same method that Hashem taught him, the Hashem Hashem Karachim Machanon. And we also saw the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, which tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually acted out, role-playing. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Nis'atev HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kishliat Tzibor. He put on his talus, and he demonstrated for Moshe Rabbeinu, this is what you have to do. And there's a promise of the Gemara. The Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised us at that time that any situation where the Jewish people come together as a Tzibor and call out with the Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim, they will never be returned empty-handed. There will always be some sort of response. And at this time of year, we need to focus on that. It's very interesting, though, because in the stanzas repeating throughout the Slichos, there's more to just the Yud Gimel Midos. After the Yud Gimel Midos, we follow up with another refrain, which all comes from that later instance in Bamidbar, where Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Kasher nasos al amazeh mi b'shayim v'ad heina," right? Slach avon amazeh. Right? So we'll get to the Sham Nemar in a second. But there's that call that Moshe Rabbeinu responds yet again to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, up until this point, all this time in the desert, it's not the first time we did an Avera. And each and every time that we've made mistakes through the time in the Midbar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you took us back. Nasasa means you carried us, meaning you bore our sin. You carried our sin. You still held on to us, despite the fact that we did Averis. And what comes after that? Hashem says back, Salachti kidvaracha. Yeah? Hayom Hashem salachti kidvaracha. I responded to you with that slicha. So, 2 points. Number one, Kasher nasas la'amazem tzarem v'anhena. Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu addressed by Moshe Rabbeinu in that way? You know what, God? Forgive us because you've dealt with us up until this point, and we've made lots of mistakes till now, and you still manage to deal with us. So take us home and take us again in this case too.
In this area or in the
right there. Keep going. It's not this part of the. I'll show you later. So the question is, like, why remind the Kadosh Baruch Hu of our shortcomings? If we're trying to earn that kapara, so then focus on the future. Focus on how we're going to get it right next time. Why recall our mistakes, our shortcomings? Number two, Vayom Hashem Salachti Kidvarecha. Hashem says, I have forgiven you like your words. What does that mean? So, the Gemara Shetzvi once quoted Chassidus Shepshat, that it means that when someone comes and asks you for forgiveness, so, Salachti Kidvarecha, the response is, I forgive you based on what you're telling me. You know, sometimes a person can say sorry and doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean it. Only the person who really appreciates the seriousness of what he did, Kidvarecha, to the degree that you really appreciate what you're apologizing for, I forgive you accordingly. But why is that response necessary? Why is Moshe Rabbeinu focusing on the shortcomings, and why is the response kidvarecha? So one answer to why Moshe Rabbeinu has to bring up the past follies, Sor Mordechai Kamenetsky mentions that a part of the address to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know our failings. You know that we're inadequate. You know that we have a Yitzhahara. Right? You know that there's forces inside of us as much as we want to do the right thing, but there are pitfalls that we're never really going to encounter because of the way you made us. Rabbi Neuberger once said a similar pshat. We say, Hanashamalach va'guf shalach chusana al amalach. You made us a guf, you made us a neshama. You gave us that spirituality, but you also gave us the physicality, which sometimes is at odds with the spirituality. Chusa al amalach. So have compassion with amalach, your omel. The work that you did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you took two diametrically opposed forces and put them together. What do you expect? Kadosh Baruch Hu, please help us out because you know that we're challenged just based on the very situation and circumstances of our lives. So that's one attitude, that we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need your help. We realize that given who we are and our mortal humanity, if you don't take away the mechsholim, right? We daven every single day. So the love of the day nisayon, you have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please don't put me in nisayon. Don't put me in a place where I'm going to fall. Don't put me with people where I'm going to fall. Don't give me the temptations that are going to make me fail. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if I don't have your help, you know I have no chance. That's one shot. There's another aspect of Moshe. There's a Gemara that says, Mavir Almidosov, Mavir and Olav Minashamayim. Anyone who is Mavir Almidosov, figuratively we say what that means is a person is lets things go and doesn't hold against other people how he is wronged by them. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu also doesn't hold things against you. We've discussed this in the past in other contexts, but if a person doesn't allow what other people do to rub them the wrong way and doesn't hold those grudges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to deal with you the same way that you deal with other people. You don't hold grudges, I don't hold grudges. But notice the way that Chazal, Ma'avir Almidosov. How would you translate Ma'avir Almidosov better? Yeah. To go over your midos. What does it mean to go over your midos? I think what it means is, on a deeper level, it means you spend time and introspection and Cheshbon HaNefesh this time of year. And besides just like coming up with a list of Hashem, I got to be better at this, I got to be better at that, I'm sorry. You realize, wait a second, I have a lot of shortcomings. There's a lot of things I do wrong. And nevertheless, I'm so quick to judge other people. So quick to judge other people. The Wilg has like a schmack of word. I told you, I've said this in the past. The 2 more minutes, I'll say. The halacha is, you know, a person comes to a kohen, you have to look at his nega to see if he has tzaras, right? There's an exception. A chassan has a spot on his arm, he doesn't have to go to check it out with the kohen. Why? Because there's a message you have to give to the kohen, to the chassan. Say to the chassan, you know what? You know how to build a successful marriage? Two ways of building a successful marriage. Either you enter marriage and you see, one of them leaves the toilet seat up. The other one squeezes the toothpaste in the wrong part of the tube. You know, there's so many like annoying idiosyncrasies that you discover about a person. You may have been dating the person who knows how long, but when you're living 24/7 with the person, so you know from like your roommate in your dorm or whatever, like they do those things that just like gets you, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says a chassan, we're not going to look at any no failings, no shortcomings, no blemishes, because you want to know how to be a good husband. Learn to overlook other people's shortcomings. Who do you think you are? You think you're perfect? Most shalom bias problems come from a notion that I'm perfect, and he or she, it's their problem. That's ridiculous. So how much are you looking into it? Ma'avir al-midos, how do you come to not hold a grudge against other people? By reviewing your own midos and saying, wait, in my cheshbon ha-nefesh and taking that stock of what I did this year, one thing that has to come to my mind is, you know what? Nobody's perfect. And why am I holding so many things against other people? I'm no better than them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, as long as you're willing to take that attitude and overlook other people's shortcomings, then you have a free entry to my domain where I also want to overlook your shortcomings as well. Part of the tshuva process has to be looking inside, not so much just for what we need to prove about ourselves, but also to get more leeway and flexibility and more understanding for the people around us, because we're all in the same boat, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises His mercy in return. Have a wonderful Shabbos, Rabbosei.
Thank you very much. Okay.